On Sunday before the series finale against the Midland Rockhounds, we had a chance to sit down with Riders reliever Cole Stasio for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Now as we start the series against Corpus Christi, let's take a listen to part two. How would you describe your first couple of weeks with the Rough Riders?
A true blessing, I think. I've had kind of a crazy journey, and that's something, I mean, we can talk about at a later point, but it's been, this past year has just been the greatest blessing. It's exceeded all expectations, the way that the Lord's shown up for me and to get me here, just through injuries and different things, and being able to go and play in Puerto Rico and Indy Ball, and then now to be here, it's a dream come true. It's His timing's always perfect, and that's just how my whole career's always been. It's always been not my timing, but His, and just the little stepping stones to get to me where I'm at here. I know it's the right place at the right time, and I just take every day. And every time I show up here, I'm just like, thank you, Jesus. Right when I walk through the door, I say that every day, just because I've never imagined that I'd be here, and I just know that He's got so much more in store. So it's awesome.
When you look back on it and you kind of think through what's gotten you to this point, what do you look back on your journey and say, that's the craziest point?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. But I think going into my fifth year of college, I had hip surgery, and I really didn't know, you know, if it was going to be my last year of baseball. I spent a lot of time praying and a lot of time just by myself in rehab and with my roommates back at Baylor. And I just kind of knew, like, if it's my chance to play this year, I can play this year. If it's not, I mean, I got another chance to be on the field. And I kind of gave my career and put it in God's hands and was like, hey, whatever your will is for my life, I'm good with. And it's kind of freed up all type of pressure on me. Like, I haven't felt pressure one time since that year, since playing baseball. And it's truly just been, I trust your plan for my career, and wherever that is, it is, and that's where it's gotten me today, and it's every day's a plus. So it's, I think after that surgery, just coming back and just knowing that I'm playing freely, and there's no, you know, it's just a game at the end of the day. As much of a competitor as I am, I know I take a lot of pride in my work and the extra work that I do, but at the end of the day, the games are just a plus. The outcomes are a plus, but the preparation, the process, and being around teammates every day is what I've fallen in love with, so that's a lot of fun.
You bring up Baylor, and now you're here pitching in Texas once again. What do you like about the state?
I mean, Texas is, I'm a Florida guy. You know, I've grown up fishing, and I live right next to the Everglades, so me and my best friend Mikey, we'd always go out, and we fished every day as a kid. But being in Texas, you know, it's pretty even match now from Florida and Texas. I've fallen in love with Texas. I've been here the past 5 years of my life. It's become home, and it's been so cool. I have a lot of teammates that I played with and friends that have came out to games, and you know, they'll come by the bullpen and be like, hey, Stas, good to see you. I'm like, I haven't seen you in a year. This is awesome. So that's a huge blessing. I got to grab dinner with them. Over All-Star break, I'm going to drive down to Waco and see my coaches and some of my buddies out there. So, I mean, it's another home, so it's just comfortable. Like, when I drove from South Carolina here and I crossed into Texas, I was like, man, I'm back home. Like, this feels good. Like, it doesn't feel like a foreign place. So that's mm-hmm. awesome.
Last one for you. If Florida has fishing, what does Texas have that makes it even?
I think I think the people are awesome. I mean, everybody I come in contact to is just so nice and welcoming. But, I mean, there's great hunting out here. I know and back at Baylor, we would, on the weekends when we'd have like a couple off days in the fall, I'd go out to my friend's ranch. His name's Drew. We'd go down there and we'd hog hunt and fish and hang out at his ranch. So that's, I just love being outside. So just Texas has got it all. I love Texas.
All right. That's Riders reliever Cole Stasio here on the Cacique pregame show. Cole, thank you for the time.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.